We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America continues live for the next couple of hours. So thank you for doing that. I just found out that Jeopardy tonight had a category about radio station call letters, and I'm watching it, and they just did one WLS, which is a great Chicago station, and I thought, oh, wouldn't that be great? GBH, World's WGBH, Great Blue Hill. Okay, so they're going through this, and I thought, wouldn't that be great if KMOX got a mention? Nope, did not, unfortunately, but I thought that would have been really cool. Jeopardy. Anytime there's some radio pop culture. You know, my wife started getting into watching the old Jeopardies. You may be like us. You sit down and you think, okay, we've watched what we wanted to watch. There's nothing really to watch. And she doesn't like to watch documentaries. I like to watch those. She likes to watch reality shows. I don't like to watch those. You know, she watches some of them and she doesn't want me to admit it. Don't talk about the shows I watch, she tells me that, so I won't give any specifics, Bachelor. But we started watching Jeopardy because you could only scroll for so long, and you think, well, what am I going to do? Okay, let's watch some episodes. And it's fun, and it's not Teen Jeopardy. I feel more comfortable doing Teen Jeopardy because I know more of those answers. But I do pretty good watching Jeopardy anymore. I don't think I would do good as a contestant. I don't think I can compete with other people to get the answer out there quickly. It normally takes me a moment to think about it. Those guys are fast. But, you know, what are you doing with your time now? What are you reading? What are you watching? What are you listening to pass the time as you are backing off from society? 314-436-7900. That's the number to call Overnight America, or 800-925-1120, because we could be socially distancing ourselves for a little bit longer. And I'm also wondering how comfortable people are going to be trying to go back into the regular wildlife of regular work. You know, when you drive in and you're seeing people cut between lanes, it's not like that right now. The interstates are free and clear. Anyone can go in and enjoy themselves. People that are traveling realizing that they can't go to the restaurant, or, you know, like this Thursday, what a shame. It would have been opening day this Thursday. Oh, I can't believe that radio would have been on KMOX. I can't believe that we would have been at the ballpark. All of these things that we just miss from regular life. You know what, if you go to KMOX.com, I don't know if you saw this, but my home opener is basically your way to celebrate the Cardinals at home. They're asking you to wear your Cardinals gear, whatever it may be, to normally show your support for the St. Louis Cardinals on opening day, just like everyone else around town would do. Take a photo of it and post it on social media with the hashtag #MyHomeOpener. I think a lot of people are going to be doing that. Lux Couleur International is the one that's sponsoring this through the radio station, and it's just everything's been disrupted from it, but at least it gives me something to wear on Thursday. Now I don't have to worry about figuring out what I'm going to do differently for the camera. Normally I've been posting these videos up, and it's fun, man. These videos have been great. I like that people have been enjoying them, just like Greg, who called in earlier and said he's been watching them. I've been doing these daily videos online on my Facebook page, Ryan Recker Radio, and on there you can see all kinds of things. You can see the pictures. You can see the videos. We've been posting other things too. And we've been spreading those out. So you can always message me on that too. Always good. All right. 314-436-7900. A good way to reach the show tonight. A couple of other things I want to get to tonight. This is what I'm wondering too. Why in the world is it radio silence when it comes to these new allegations of Joe Biden? We're also going to talk to the Windy City nanny. Her name is Florence Ann Romano, and how to help when it comes to children's fears, keeping them occupied during this coronavirus time when they're trying to stay in. And if you're ordering groceries or takeout, health experts weigh in the best practices to cover. And part of the best practices, it's like, are you taking extra precaution of what you'd bring into the house? Like, let's say you do go grocery shopping. Are you sanitizing every item? Are you leaving it in quarantine if you can, if it's something that's non-perishable? What are you doing with that? My wife has been pretty particular. You know, she's making sure we don't have that sort of spread here, and she's taken it very seriously. It could be partially boredom. It could be more than that. It could be just the, you know, a pure fear of it. So we're wondering. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later, too. And, you know, we don't always have to talk coronavirus. I feel like that's all we've been talking about lately. It'll probably feel good to talk a little politics. But there's not a whole lot of politics going on right now. It seems like after they passed this stimulus package, a lot of the politics went to the wayside. So you get an interview here and there. You get, oh, Joe Biden is trying to talk about something. But they're not talking about these allegations, are they? We'll take some of your calls coming up this hour. But really, I want to know, what are you watching? What are you listening to? What are you reading during this time? Or maybe you're not doing any of those things. Maybe you're sitting on the porch and you got binoculars and you're staring through the neighbor's windows to see what they're doing. Or maybe you're watching Tiger King. Everyone's posting about Tiger King on social media right now. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Radio's BS detector. Mark Reardon, weekday afternoons at 2 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Overnight America continues for this hour up until 1 o'clock live tonight, and this will be the hour we play a patriotic song. So I got one queued up from Brooks and Dunn. It'll be a fun one to do later. We thought that fighting this coronavirus, we could do this, you know? And the president looks at it and he says it's like almost like fighting a war, and that's kind of what it is. It's like a war you can't see, and you see the numbers and you can see the people getting sick, but it's little known about this virus. We don't exactly know how it spreads, but we got a pretty good idea of it. We don't exactly know how to treat it, but we got a pretty good idea of it. We don't exactly know if this vaccine's going to work, but we got a pretty good idea it could. And all of these is pretty good, but it's not great. And you watch these things and we're just sitting and waiting and trying to figure out what's going to be happening next. It's not an easy thing to do. As many people are self-quarantining, sitting back and wondering when they're allowed to go back out and shake people's hands again. Maybe people just don't want to go out after this. Maybe they'll say, oh, I'll take a pass with shaking people's hands in the future. Maybe they just will be scarred by this for the rest of their life. Who knows? But how are you spending the time at home? 314-436-7900. A lot of people I've seen have been watching things on Netflix. They've been watching movies, documentaries, series. Tiger King is so popular right now. Everyone has been posting about it on social media. If you don't know what Tiger King is, let me try to explain it. I've seen a few episodes. I haven't seen the whole thing. I was very curious about it all because of just how insane it is. So you have a man that it follows by the name of Tiger King. He is Joe Exotic. He is someone that is larger than life. Really hard to explain this type of guy. But, you know, he has this private zoo where he gets a bunch of tigers and other exotic animals. And, you know, people can come pay money to see these animals, take pictures with it, things like that. Then you have other animal organizations, private zoos that they talk to. But he really has this one person he's feuding with. It's someone that has like a tiger sanctuary and doesn't like the way that he handles himself. He doesn't like the way she handles herself. They go back and forth, and it just gets so ugly, and it is just so insane. So insane. That's what people are watching right now. But, you know, you can only have a few of those episodes, and then you're done. Then what are you going to do? You got another 30 days. You're going till April 30th. What are you going to do with your time? So your recommendation could mean a lot to other people listening right now. Maybe you have an idea of something you're reading, maybe a good book. Maybe you are bird watching. I don't know. What are you doing? Let's go to Charlie, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hello there, Ryan.
Charlie, what have you been up to?
Just quietly watching the day go by.
Yeah? What do you do during the day? Just sit and look out the window?
No. Yeah. No. I read a book.
Oh, good. Any good ones?
Yep.
Like what?
Ever heard of the Outlaws, the Younger Gang with Jesse James?
No, I have not. Is it a book about them, like historical?
Yes.
Oh.
You know, okay. They're from Missouri. Kearney.
Yeah, I know Jesse James has history here, but I really don't know much about it at all.
Well, I got the book on them.
Yeah, how's it? Okay, so that's what you're doing. You're reading these biographies, historical takes on certain events. Oh, good.
Yep.
You have these books sitting around for a long time, or how did you get them?
No, I just 6 months ago I got the book on the Younger Gang.
Yeah. So what, are you going to start a gang soon, and this is you're doing some studying to figure out what you need to do right?
No.
None of that.
No. No.
What about your neighbors? You've been keeping an eye on them?
Everybody's in their own place. They stay to themselves. Yep.
Oh, I gotcha. I tell you, my neighborhood, man, there's a lot of people that have been walking, using their time outside wisely, taking their kids for bike rides, walking their dog, walking themselves, doing yard work. There's been a lot of activity outside as of late.
That's good. But it's not good to be cooped up inside all the time. You know, get out and all. You can still be around people, but just they don't want you to kind of get too close.
I know. I've been working too much outside at the time. I've been putting this kids' play set together in the backyard, and I thought I would be able to get it done in one swoop, just go out there and put it all at once. Nah, nope. Nope. I got to finish it up tomorrow. I couldn't do it today. So my hands are sore. My back is sore. I'm not looking forward to waking up tomorrow feeling sore and still have to work on this thing.
Well, yeah. But I was going to say, if you just take it so much at a time, you get it done, and then you'll stand back, and it's like a big accomplishment.
Yeah. No, it'll be fun. My kid's going to love it when we get it up. He'll give him something to do, more things to play with outside. He's been spending a lot of time in the backyard. He's really missed out on his friends, you know, going and visiting them. He's missed out on the school and teachers and just, you know, in general, the routine he was in. He misses all of that. Which is, you know, hard to explain to a kid, you know?
Right, and it's going to be tough getting back into it.
I don't think he's going to. I bet they cancel for the rest of the year. I'd be surprised if they go back at this point. I mean, if they're talking about, all the way until the end of April, now we're May.
Right, I mean, if they go back next year. But, I mean, when I was younger, I had summer school.
Oh, you did? You were one of those kids. You needed summer school.
Yeah. But I just brushed up on what I needed. I didn't go, you know, like the whole summer.
Summer school, so you had poor grades? Is that what happened, or was it attendance, or what was it?
No, it was just general assignments, like math. Oh,
so you just went to, just because you wanted to?
Right. It wasn't mandatory.
Charlie, you sound like a nerd. I never knew this about you. This is great.
Well, but no, what I was going to call about was if everybody relaxes, takes it easy, and let this, you know, go with the flow, we'll get out of this in no time.
I think so, too. Charlie, it's good to hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and how have you guys been?
Just fine. us as a radio station or us as a family. So as a radio station, I think we've been doing pretty good. You know, I don't get a lot of opportunities to listen to the other shows during the day. Normally, I would get a chance to listen when I got into the radio station, but, you know, my routine is working from the basement, so I'm kind of self-isolated. I just do the show now, and I don't get an opportunity to listen to the other ones. But, yeah, radio station doing fine. As a family, we're doing fine, too. I think the kid loves that I'm home more often, and I also like the ability to, you know, when the show ends, walk upstairs and go straight to bed. It's an awesome feeling. All right, thanks, Charlie. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
314-436-7900 is a great way to reach the show. Call or text. You can go to the Facebook page, too. If you're on Facebook, Ryan Recker Radio. If you're a regular listener, if you're someone that is called in, I would love to see what you look like. I mean, I'm sure there's people listening to me wondering what I look like. Radio people never look how you think they look. When you hear a voice like this, you think, oh, this guy's like 6'10", well fit. No, you don't think that? Long locks of hair. I look like Hercules. That's what you think. No, not really. So if you want to see what I look like, Ryan Recker Radio is the Facebook page. Or better yet, I want to see what you look like. So make sure you like the page. Send me some comments. Send me a message on there. Let's go to Ron, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Ron.
Yes, Brian, I like your program. It'd be nice if you could even be on earlier in the evening, but that's not what I called in for, though. I heard something on the news tonight, and I hadn't heard anybody ever talking about it before, was an early symptom of having the coronavirus, that if you lose your taste and smell suddenly, assume that you have the coronavirus, and mm-hmm. that you should stay in and stay home and stay away from people. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, the sense of taste and the sense of smell, you're saying. That was something that Fred Bottomer, our health editor, had posted up a couple of days ago, maybe late last week, because that was starting to spread through the doctor's circles, that this is a pretty reliable telltale sign that you would have this coronavirus. And that's a really early sign, because those symptoms would show up before any of the other ones, the fevers and whatnot.
Yeah, they just said that you should assume that you have it, so that must be a pretty good sign.
Lose sense of smell, that would be something strange, you know? It would be different.
Yeah.
And, you know, given the times that we're living in right now with this virus, yeah, you have to take that very seriously, absolutely. So hopefully people hear that. That is good information. We talked about it on the show a few days ago, but we didn't get much of an opportunity to talk about it this week. So thank you for that reminder. Good to hear from you.
Okay, Brian. Like your program right. Again.
Thank you. Have a good night. Mm-hmm. Good old Ron keeps saying Brian. He's done that before. Maybe he's looking up Brian Recker Radio on Facebook, and that's why he can't find me on there. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to air an interview I had with the Windy City Nanny, how to help the children right about now, keep them occupied, or maybe talk to them about this. What's the right way to talk to kids? She's been a great guest we've had in the past, so we're going to talk to her coming up, too. I saw this real quick, and I thought maybe we would talk about the media silence that they have on Joe Biden at the moment. So nearly, a week it's been since he's had a former staffer by the name of Tara give an allegation of sexual misconduct against Joe Biden. Does it surprise you? Think about all of the different ways that Joe Biden on camera has invaded people's personal spaces. Really strange things, too. If you go back and look at different videos that have been compiled where he puts his hand in places that wouldn't be normal for you to put your hand on a stranger, put your face close to someone when this is not socially acceptable ways, but for some reason he kind of got a pass from it as it's an innocent type of deal. So about a week ago, an interview was posted, and she says that Joe Biden sexually assaulted her, pushed her up against a wall, penetrated her with his fingers. When she pulled away, she says that he said he thought she, quote, liked him. So she gives this account, and you would think, based on everything else that's gone on in the world, based on the entire Me Too, based on the way they treated Kavanaugh, based on the way that they treat anyone anymore, if there's even an allegation the person is canceled, this cancel culture. But it's Joe Biden, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, all of the major networks outside of Fox have yet to even talk about it on their shows. Really. And by comparison, the 12 days following the reports of Blasey Ford, who was the accuser of Brett Kavanaugh, unsubstantiated and, you know, questionable at that, but in general, they had all of these hearings. ABC, CBS, and NBC had 305 minutes of coverage in those 12 days leading up to those events. Wow. Isn't that something? Even though none of them were able to confirm her story. How about that? 0 minutes based on this, and we're a week out from it. Why do you think that's the case? Real quick, let's go to Bree, who's calling in. Hey, Bree, how you been?
Just fine, Ron. How have you been?
Good. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I hear you on the radio, so I know you're all right.
What have you been doing during these times of social distancing?
Well, you know, I'm 82, so I have to stay in, but I'm planting a victory garden. I usually plant my flowers, but I put in all raised gardens, and I'm planting gardens.
Yeah.
I've got beets and cabbage and green beans and lettuce and cabbage and onions and carrots, everything. And I went and bought me 5 little chickens, little Rhode Island red chickens. And I'm going to have eggs here in 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And it was real easy. I went and bought 4 cattle panels to build the chicken pen. I got the city to pass a city ordinance that people could have 5 chickens.
Oh, okay.
I took it before the city commission.
Yeah, they didn't have any objections, did they?
No, 5 chickens, no more than 5. But, you know, we've had a hard time here with food in the grocery stores.
I see.
Really, really bad. No milk, no eggs, no bread.
How many times have you tried to find these things? Has it been frequently or infrequently?
Every 3 or 4 days. And it's hard for me to get out every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah,
I mean, I hate to get out to go around to each one of the grocery stores looking for food.
Yeah,
but that's how it's been. It's like people are coming in here. You know, we only have like 4,000 people, 1,200 people in Lone Star, and 3,000 in Dangerfield, and we have 2 grocery stores.
Okay, they're hard. They're probably having a hard time with the distribution if they're used to getting just small quantities or whatever it is, and there's this influx of demand. They're probably having a hard time getting this because everyone else is demanding more at the same time.
Well, yeah, we have people coming in here from Dallas. We have people coming from everywhere in here.
Yeah,
they're coming down here to stay with their parents. You know,
well, you got yourself some chickens. So that's good news.
chickens. There's nothing wrong with having 4 or 5 chickens, that, you know, keeping them in a pen.
Yeah.
And you don't need a rooster. I always thought you needed a rooster, but you don't.
However, it's working. Well, you know, Bree, I just recently, I have like one of those video camera doorbell things, and I think I saw a fox run across my front yard the other day. So they're out there, man. They're on the prowl. No chickens in my neighborhood, though.
Oh, they will?
Yeah. Well, Bree, I'm glad I'm hearing your voice. I'm glad that you checked in. You're going to have to do this more frequently.
I know, but, you know, you have so many callers, and I just get impatient, so... And not only that, but you're not talking about the subjects that I can contribute to. But I think everyone, you know, I was a kid during the Second World War. Of course, I was born during the Depression. I was born in 1938. So
yeah.
I've been through all of this before, rationing stamps and no tires to go on the car and
mm-hmm.
and et cetera.
People have been through,
and they, people planted victory gardens then.
Yeah.
They call them victory gardens. So I think that while people are having to stay in home, they can put in a garden.
That's actually a really good way to think about it. You put a victory garden in. I love it. All right, we got to go to break, but I'm so good to hear from you, Bree.
Good to talk with you, hon. And my prayers are always out for you and that little boy and that wife.
Oh, thank you.
And your new
Bree.
Dog.
And my new dog has been having a good old time.
Didn't you name, right, isn't it Molly? Isn't her name Molly?
Molly, yeah, her name is Molly, and she's a great dog, and her ears probably just perked up because I said it, and she can hear it from even this far away.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's right, because you're talking from your house.
I know, I'm in the basement right now. Okay, Bree, we got to go, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you for letting me talk to you.
Very good. All right. Coming up in just a moment, the Windy City Nanny, Florence Ann Romano. We're going to talk about kids in this time. How do you talk to them about it? And your weather up next, too, on Overnight America KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Joining us now is the Windy City Nanny, Florence Ann Romano. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
People are getting a lot of time with their families. Parents are getting a lot of time with their kids. Different cities have different restrictions, but pretty much everywhere. People are staying indoors. Schools are closed. You're seeing that they are figuring out very quickly. It's not always the easiest to get along with everyone all the time. And I know parents are confronted with all kinds of different things right now. How do you keep your kids occupied? How do you keep them somewhat stimulated so they don't drive you crazy and they don't drive themselves crazy? How do you interact with everything else? It's just a crazy time all the way around.
It is crazy. And trying to find that balance is so hard right now. You know, the number one question I've been getting from families today is, okay, so now I am tutoring my kids, I'm homeschooling my kids, and I'm also having to work from home. How am I supposed to do that at the same time? And so that is a big problem. And I think parents are trying to figure out how to keep their kids entertained so they can also get their work done. And that seems to be the balancing act at the moment.
And then at the same time, it doesn't help if you watch the news or you're reading or whatever it is, depending on how old the kids are. They have their certain level of understanding of what's going on. So, for example, my 5-year-old calls it the sickness. You know, everyone's getting sick. So that's why we're not going to school. That's why we can't go out and play with other friends, things like that. So part of it, too, is helping the kids understand that you know, there is going to be a little bit of a different lifestyle for the next couple of weeks, but at the same time, not to be too afraid about it.
No, not to be afraid. And you know what? I'm very proud that you told her what's going on in words that she can understand. There's a sickness. You know, kids can understand what it is to have the cold or even have the flu. And so when you're speaking to kids, like you said, 5 years old, you don't need to be giving them the nitty-gritty information. I also think what's happening, you know, with society today is news is 24/7, and that TV is on all the time. And you think that kids are picking up on what's being said, but they are. And they're especially picking up on your energy, and they're picking up on your reaction to the news and the things you're saying. So you do have to be careful about how you're acting around them, what you're telling them. Make sure you're censoring it based on their age. But they're learning a lot of valuable lessons right now, too, about, you know, everything doesn't happen the way you want it. Sometimes you have to be patient. Sometimes life isn't fair. You know, sometimes your routine is going to be messed up. You know, these are important life lessons as they turn into adults, and life is very unfair, you find out when you become an adult. But, you know, it's not a pandemic that needs to teach you that lesson, but it is good that children do learn to be more flexible in situations like this.
So your website, WindyCityNanny.com, and, you know, people can go there and look about some of the things you're writing about. And you know what I found? You know, you have to look at some bright sides. There are some bright sides to this. My son has never washed his hands more in his life than right now, which is good. And, you know, part of it, too, is being home around so much. It's almost like we are giving him more responsibilities, as in, you know, here's things that we need to do, incentives for those responsibilities. It's almost been a learning lesson for him.
These lessons about hygiene are honestly so valuable, of course, but I'm also a little spooked that people did not do this before now. I was washing my hands a lot beforehand, and I was, you know, making sure I wasn't spitting on people and taking over their personal space. So I'm kind of feeling like, did we have to have a pandemic teach us this lesson to be, you know, have good hygiene? But no, we are all learning, you know, things about hygiene and cleanliness and also, you know, germs. I think that some people are just a little careless when it comes to being cognizant about health. And you know, you look at the immune suppressed right now and the elderly that are very vulnerable to the coronavirus, and being respectful about the people that, you know, are vulnerable. I saw something on Facebook the other day that I loved that said regarding kind of the millennial generation and regarding not staying home and not isolating. It said if older people found out that there was this crazy disease going around and the only way to save the younger people was to stay home, nothing would keep them from staying home. Hmm. But now we reverse it, and the younger people have to stay home to help those people who are immune suppressed or elderly, and they can't do it. And that is not everybody, of course. I'm not saying it's the majority, but you are seeing a lot of people that aren't respecting the rules. And so I think we're learning a lot about humanity in good and bad ways during this pandemic.
The Windy City Nanny, Florence Ann Romano, joining us here on KMOX. And you're right about these things. You start to realize a few different things that go on in a family dynamic when you're at home. Depending on how many kids you have, you can see how they interact. We find things that we were never doing before, but then you wondered, why weren't we doing these things before? So since all of his friends, like he misses his friends at school and he misses his friends, like my wife's part of different mom groups. And, you know, she normally goes out and they have play dates and they do these certain things. Mm-hmm. Now they're FaceTiming each other and they're doing things like drawing to each other through the FaceTime. Mm-hmm. They're finding new ways to interact with other people. That, you know, there have been some bright spots like that.
Yes. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I was just speaking to that point just a little bit ago, saying that so many families are complaining that the connection is gone, you know, and we always talk about, you know, parents need a village. And I also think that children need a village too. I mean, think how emotional that is for children to be ripped away from their friends like that. They are out of the routine. They're not playing with their friends anymore. So how do you still keep them connected? And FaceTime is a great way to do that. You know, there's Zoom, there's Google Hangout, all these different mediums we can use now, but it can be used in a really sweet way, but also a productive way. I know a lot of grandparents aren't able to be with their grandchildren right now. So those dads and moms that need to work from home are setting their kids up in front of that FaceTime and they're like, hey, grandma, grandpa, you want to do homework with the kids for an hour? And they'll sit there and do homework with them. And it's a win-win for those parents and those kids. I guess it's a win-win-win for those grandparents too. They get to see their kids, those grandkids' faces.
I know. And parents, they need that time sometimes to themselves. But when you got the kids and everyone else around in the home and there's some boredom or whatever setting in, it doesn't seem like there's always that opportunity to have the alone time. But maybe we can talk about occupying a kid's time. You know, one of the buzzwords, of course, is screen time. So you got to watch out for kids and screen time. So you could find a way to direct them towards a television or a tablet screen, but there's probably probably an overboard amount of time that they can spend on it when they're confined into a house. It's probably easy to lose track of the amount of time they're spending in front of these things. So what's the right balance for trying to occupy them?
Oh, Ryan, you're going to hate my answer. I think that, you know, right now there's no great balance because you're out of your routine. Things aren't normal. And everyone's trying to just survive and just do their best. And so those normal rules about screen time, I don't think are totally applying right now during a shelter in place or anything like that, because you're just trying to get through the day is what's going on. But I think screen time and technology is really important right now because it is keeping us connected in a lot of ways. But I also think it's a really good time to explore technology in an educational way. And there's this app that I really love, honestly, and I never generally talk about products, but there is an app that I love called ColorQuest.
Hmm.
And it's the coolest thing. It uses augmented reality to teach children about their health and wellness. Hmm. And it has like little vegetables that dance around that you can color, and then they come to life through augmented reality. They have organs like little hearts and spleens that teach you about your body. They have little factoids. I mean, you can't believe the amount of things that kids can retain when they play on an app like this. And they have no idea that they're learning, but yet they're learning at 3 years old that a banana is a berry. I mean, I don't think I knew that until I started playing around with the app. So, I mean, I got a little worried that I was really far behind here. But, you know, that's an example of something that's educational but technological that can be hours of fun but is going to really serve them well.
Yeah. Well, if people wanted to check out your blog and some of the things you've been writing about, where can they find it?
WindyCityNanny.com is my website. My book, Nanny and Me, is there as well. And then I'm all over social, Insta and Facebook, Windy City Nanny. Would love to hear from you. I'm very active on Instagram. Anyone that were to message me with any questions or problems, I'll always get back to you. Happy to answer any questions I can during this very unprecedented time.
I know. What a time it is. So hopefully we get back to the routine, something normal. And, you know, once we get back into it, I'm sure it'll be a readjustment, you know, just like it was trying to adjust to
right.
home life. Wow. WindyCityNanny.com, the Windy City Nanny, Florence Ann Romano. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX tonight.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
And she joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line on Overnight America KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts, michaelsflooringoutlet.com.
We want to play some patriotic songs to show that, yes, we are in this together. We are going to defeat this together. The American spirit will not be defeated because of this virus. We'll get through this together. So here's a patriotic song for the night. Brooks and Dunn, Only in America.
Over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror. Looking at the promise of the promised land. Fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent. One could end up going to prison. One just might be president. everything. She came out here to be an actress. He was a singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been.
Really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.